What's this? Looks like an old journal. I don't want to be insensitive and read someone's most deep, dark thoughts, but there's no one here to return it to. Members of this family left it here. I might as well read it and see what happened to them. The sun's not coming up. The sun is not coming up. I can't deal with this. School's starting Monday. How am I supposed to get to class when it's so dark you can't see your hand 3 inches in front of your face? When I got up, I figured it was just because it was winter, you know? The sun goes down and stays down longer. But I knew something was up by noon. The sun should have been up by now. It's really starting to freak me out. And yeah, I know. It should have freaked me out a long time ago, but I'm trying to use logic here. I'm just not finding any. Neighbors have come by asking for some things that they really don't want to run to the store for, ignoring the elephant in the room that there's no fucking sun. Apparently, the darkness gets even worse when you try to get out of the neighborhood. It's best just to stay here until all of this blows over while trying to pretend that it's not happening at all, I guess. Dad was sleeping on the couch all morning. I think he and Mom got into another fight. They're not talking and Mom's been crying. Even though she does her best to hide it, I know something's wrong. God, it's bad enough that the world might be ending, but I don't have time to worry about my parents' failing marriage. January 4th. The streetlights went out, and they haven't come back on. Outside looks like Satan's winter wonderland. With all this snow and it being so dark, I can see the other houses across the street, and the lights shining through their windows like beacons in the night. The only reason I can make out anything in my yard is from the light shining from my living room window. Mom and Dad aren't talking. Jesus Christ. You could cut the tension with a knife. I really wish I could go outside to smoke, but I swear Dad almost had a stroke when he saw me open up the back door. I don't know how he expects me to go to school if I can't even go out on the back porch to get some air, but whatever. For now, I'm just cracking the window in my bedroom and doing what I have to waft the smoke out of there. I'm 16. I can make my own decisions, damn it. January 7th. Okay. I guess I'm not going to school. The sun is still not up. Weekend's been boring as shit with just watching the outdoors get darker, if that's even possible. I even started getting ready before I realized, what the hell am I doing? And I went downstairs to ask if I could stay home. My dad gave me his approval and said I could stay home for as long as it stays dark. First time we really acknowledged how absolutely bizarre that is. And it's the only acknowledgement. I tried turning on the TV and see if there's anything on the news about all of this, but all I got was static. Couldn't even connect to any local channels. it's all snow. Phone's dead too. I tried calling Isla and Lydia, but got nothing. Not even a busy signal. It worked last night when I talked to Lydia. She lives just a few blocks away, and it's dark there too. Isla lives in another city though, not Bartonville, and apparently sun's fine there. She said she'd come over today and see if I was still making up bullshit. It's not bullshit. The sun's gone down and it's not showing any signs of coming back. January 8th. It's not just the sun disappearing. Lights are going out. It started with the kitchen. Went down and tried flicking the light, but got nothing. I yelled for Dad and said the kitchen bulb burned out. He went pale. He switched it and I heard him swear for the first time in my life when it still didn't work. I tried to tell him to check on the breaker, but he was clearly losing his shit. By the time Mom came in, he was babbling some nonsense about lights being taken away. Mom had to help him light out. I wonder if this has anything to do with why he was at work late for the last few weeks. I don't know what he works on, but I'm starting to go a little stir crazy and it's making me paranoid. Isla never showed up yesterday. Stayed up until midnight and she never showed. Maybe she just got turned around, or maybe she forgot. She's like that. I bet she forgot. January 9th. Half the house is stuck in darkness now, including my bedroom, but that's not the worst of it. Watching the street is the only form of entertainment I have other than reading, and I'm getting too antsy to focus on that. I cracked the window while I watched the street, and then I heard it. For the last few days, all I've heard while I've had my window cracked was wind. Today I heard whispers. Yes, I thought maybe that I'd finally cracked and was starting to hear things, but I pressed my head against the screen to listen better. It was then I heard the clacking of something like claws climbing up the side of the house. I yanked my head back just in time to see those claws land on the windowsill. I was frozen when that thing hauled itself up to my eye level. It was probably my height, maybe a bit bigger, pure black with tufts of hair or fur coming from the top of its head and shoulders. It didn't have any facial features other than these large pointed ears and bright red eyes. Eyes bigger than my balled up fists. It blinked a few times, like it was just as surprised to see me as I was. Its claws sliced through the screen as I stared at it. I had to be going crazy, right? Its enormous hand groped around my desk before landing on my last pack of cigarettes. It yanked them back, waved them in my face. Then, it dropped out of sight with a chittering madman sound. I screamed as loud as I had ever screamed before and slammed the window down. My dad came in and I told him what I had saw. He began to cry. Just crumpled into a ball on the floor and began sobbing. I had to tuck him into bed. I asked Mom what was wrong with him, but she couldn't answer me. All she knew for sure was that he came back late January 2nd. Looking paranoid as all fucking, smelling like someone else's perfume. I don't know what's worse, the fact that my dad is apparently having an affair, or how calmly my mom said that. Apparently, she'd been on him for months, and it'd been likely going on for years. Years! It was only that night that she caught him. God, I wish I could just go back to my treehouse and hide for a bit, but I can't imagine leaving the house now. Not with those things out there laughing. whispering, even though they don't have mouths. January 10th. The darkness took a house last night. The chittering from those freaks was so loud it woke me up. We crowded in front of the living room window, watched as dozens, maybe even hundreds of those monsters surrounded the house across the street. Windows were busted in, door was ripped off the hinges, and they just flooded inside. The Kennys started screaming seconds after they got in. They screamed for what felt like ages. All we could do was stand there and watch. Dad bolted around the house after that, extinguishing every candle, turning off any light we still had that worked. He's sure that they're attracted to light. I don't get it, but honestly, I'm not about to argue with a guy who's clearly two steps away from having a mental breakdown. The Kennys did have most of the lights on still. My thighs are going to be covered with bruises with how I keep bumping into everything every few steps. I can only use my flashlight to write my diary. I have to leave it in the dark the rest of the time. All I can do is just watch the darkness outside the window. January 11th. Two more houses were ripped to pieces during the night. Maybe the night. I can't tell anymore. I count days by sleeps now. And now there's not much else to do but sleep. I am getting better at seeing in the dark, though. Although all there is to see is dark. The monsters just took the Kennys' house down. There's nothing left but a pile of wood. The lots in the Jarvis' house has also been destroyed. In the wreckage, I can sometimes see dark shapes moving around them. More monsters, probably. I wish I could fucking see Lydia's house, but it's too far away. I hope she's okay. It's clear my dad's prepping for the worst, and he's been doing it for a long time, though. We have enough canned food to last us until the end of a century. Something on that last normal night spooked him. And although he and my mom are clearly going to split the moment they can, he still cares about us. Even if he did betray us. I'm too tired to be angry. Too scared. Maybe turning the lights off was the right choice, but who fucking knows? January 12th. Ray Gill. That's the name of my dad's other woman, or, in this case, man. Boy, this just couldn't be easy, could it? I was in the living room, watching the snow, when I saw a dark shape dart across the front lawn. I almost screamed for my dad when I heard someone run into the door. But then, I heard a voice. God, please, please let me in. I don't know what made me turn the knob, but the guy nearly flattened me in his panic just to get inside. The side of his face was all raked up from something's claws. Right after I closed the front door, something else slammed against it, followed by angered screams. That thing was right on his heels. I didn't even see it. My dad admitted it all to my mom in the other room when Ray's practically fell into my dad's arms, sobbing about how they weren't just seeing things. Mom came out after a few minutes alone, dried eyes and holding a first aid kit. She patched up Ray's face while Ray's explained had been happening all over the block. The monsters, or shadows as he calls them, are in fact attracted to light. Dad was right, but they also like the heat. Ray saw a few of them curled up outside of a burning house like a bunch of dogs in front of a fireplace. They didn't bring the dark, though. The other thing did. Dad and Ray's refused to explain any further, but apparently that night they saw something. Something unknown. I'm praying for the sun's return soon. Dad turned off the heat, and we're all bundled up. January 13th. I like Race. That sounds so bad, I know. He's the guy ruining everything for my parents, but he's super nice. He's helping board up the windows, so as little light and as little heat escapes, but leaves the peepholes for me to keep an eye out. He's trying to keep the mood up by bringing up his travel stories. Apparently, he went all over Europe for the summer vacation after he graduated. If I'm ever interested, he can recommend the best spots, apparently. I'll take going anywhere to get out of this damn darkness. I think even Mom would like Ray's. Or at least is playing nice. There's no room to be a dick while the world's potentially ending. And Dad, he looks happy when he's with Ray's. Happier than he ever looked with Mom. Fuck. If I keep crying all over my diary, I'm gonna make the ink bleed. I can practically see in the dark like a cat now. Although Ray's gives me plenty of batteries, new ones, for my flashlight, so that my handwriting's actually readable. January 14th. The monster that stole my cigarettes came back. I know it was him, but he's made the butts into a really creepy necklace. Dickhole. I could really use a smoke. He was just peering in through the slits in my window's barricade, tapping on the glass with his claws and making more weird warbling sounds. Ray showed me his gun. He says if the monster tries busting in, he'll make sure to put it down. I've never felt so relieved. In the meantime, I'm calling it Nick, short for nicotine. And I'm sleeping in my parents' room. Well, my mom's room. Dad and Ray's are now occupied in a room in the basement. I wish they'd just tell us what they saw that night. January 15th. Fuck. I don't even know how, but I just heard Ray's and my dad screaming. Came down to the basement to find my dad bleeding. Everywhere. And Ray's was trying to put a bullet in Nicotine's head. He missed twice. Ended up pegging it in the arm once. It bolted back long enough for Ray's and I to drag Dad to the main floor and shut the door. Nick is stuck in the basement. He can't get up here. But I do hear him, pacing up and down the stairs. Dad's really fucked up. Mom started praying. And she was patching him up. His neck. He still looks super pale and he's going in and out of consciousness. Ray's is holding onto his hand and he's just bawling his eyes out. I think my dad is dying. January 16th. Dad's dead. He passed sometime. I don't know when it was. Clocks have all stopped and haven't really been going for days. It's just like time's not even a real thing anymore. It's just an eternal night until we all die. I peered out the window to see into the front yard. It's got a few more bodies in it. All pretty badly shredded, but I would recognize Lydia's hot pink coat anywhere. I think the rest of the bodies are her family, but I can't tell. Won't be able to either, probably. Even if I could get up close to them, we're all gonna die. Mom's just laying in bed and Ray's is just counting the bullets in between his sniffles. All I know is that he has more than three. January 17th. After we stashed Dad's body in the office, Ray sat with both Mom and I and told us what happened. They met by the old state hospital, planning on going for a drive in Dad's car while leaving Ray's stashed around there. Dad never once worked late in his life, which for some reason, that of all things, ticks me off. He always got on my case whenever I skipped a class or two, and all this time he was practically gunning it from work to go meet his boyfriend. At sunset, they saw the monsters. Two of them, not counting the shadows that surrounded the one that almost looked human, except he was too small and too pale and had eyes black as night. The other one was hunched over and some sort of drooling creature with a maw not big enough for all of its teeth, but it was clear these two creatures were not friends. The king, that's what Ray's is calling the one with the shadows, apparently attacked first, but the beast fought back. It was then the sky began to grow dark, despite the sun still sitting on the horizon. They watched the sky grow black while the creatures just continued to fight. They got the hell out of there before it became too dark, both going home and telling each other that they'd been drugged, that was the only explanation for what unexplainable shit they had just seen. But they both still found themselves preparing, Dad picking up all the canned food and Ray's digging that gun out of storage and making sure he had ammo. This has nothing to do with us. The king and the beast just put us in the middle of their shit fest, and we're gonna die because of it. January 18th. Mom's gonna kill herself. Ray's and I aren't going to stop her. There's not going to be an end to this night. Mom knows this. The sun's never coming back. Nick is still in the basement, pacing up and down those stairs. It's waiting for its friends to show up, so they can kill us all, rip us limb from limb. Ray's is gonna make his last stand when that happens, but Mom can't bring herself to just wait for the sun anymore. She sat me down and told me how much she loved me and how much I meant to her. And she still loves Dad, even if he's really hurt her, that she won't think badly of me if I'm not ready to end it. I'm not, but I'm just glad she's going to take the pills and peacefully go to sleep instead of taking Ray's offer to use his gun. I'm not sure if I could take it, if I really heard the gun go off. I'm such a coward. I should be joining her right now, but I'm too scared to die. I'm only 16. I don't want to die. January 19th. This will be my last entry. Nick and the others just broke through last night. Right through the basement door. Ray's took out a lot of them, but I'm not sure if he's even still alive, since I'm not hearing any gunshots anymore. I'm barred up in my room, keep getting whiffs of my parents' rotting bodies. It started to make me want to puke. Why didn't I just go with Mom yesterday? I don't want to die. I don't want to die. I can hear them in the hall. They're looking for me. They can feel my warmth, even if it's just my fingertips. My teeth can't stop chattering. I can hear them whispering my name. I'm going to make a break for it, out my window. I don't have a doubt that I'll freeze to death, but I'll take that over being ripped to pieces. I hear it's quite nice freezing to death. You just sort of go to sleep. Goodbye. I found this in the attic of a home I'm restoring. There was a horrible blizzard a few decades back that destroyed a fuck ton of homes, but nothing like this. Maybe it's a joke. Maybe it's some sort of creative writing homework or the beginning of a novel. All I can say is, last night the sun went down. It's morning. It hasn't come back up yet.
Ha 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 ha